Start your day in the Torah Way, Northwest London. Dine David Konschliter. Mechiras Chometz for shops and wholesalers. Day is Chof Zayin Adar Beis, 3rd of April.
So here's a topic. Here's a topic that maybe previously hasn't been discussed a lot. And I want to go back to the basics. Start off with the basics. What always used to be, you either eat your chometz, burn your chometz, or you give the chometz away, and that's what the Torah says, tashbisu, get rid of it. The chometz has to be finished. In fact, according to Rashi, what you're doing just now is a mitzvah of tashbisu chometz. You're eating chometz, shleishim yoyim, kodem achag, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, you're eating it. And therefore, that is the simple din of that is what Klal Yisrael always knew. Along came the situation where Klal Yisrael were not allowed to be landowners in Europe. And as a result, they started going into the drink business, into the beer and strong drink business. Because that's all they were allowed to have. They were pub owners. Pub owners, if you've got white, whether it's whiskey, whether it's beer, even if it's only beer, but certainly if it's whiskey, these are things that you have to keep to mature for some time. You can't manage to finish everything off. And therefore, that is how the Mechiras Chometz started coming in to becoming something that goes on in Klal Yisrael in order to be able to help out and facilitate those whose business it was to buy and wholesale and to supply as retail in the pubs and the various drink houses. And that's how it came to be. Now, there are, as you'll know, there'll be various questions that one thing is clear, that in order for a Gentile to be able to buy our chametz, so the Gemara, there's an Iboid Leifshita in the Gemara, Iboid Leifshita, what is the kinyan of a goy? How can a goy be koina? Is he koina through money? Or is he koina through mashicha, through agbor? Pick it up and that's his. Normally you go to a shop, you buy a loaf of bread, you do both. You pay for it and you pick it up and you take it home. So there's no question about it. The goy buys it. If he does both kinyan kesef and also agbor, that's the best. So if you've got a neighbor who's a non-Jew, you've got a couple of bottles of whiskey left, and you say to your neighbor, the non-Jew, please, will you buy these from me? And he says, yes, I will. And he picks them up and he pays you, even if it's only a first installment. Say there's two bottles of whiskey are worth £50. He gives you £10 and he says this is a first installment and will settle the rest. And he takes it home to his house. Les mantapalig. Nobody says that this is anything less than a proper mechira, no problem at all. The problem, of course, becomes when the goy is buying your chometz, my chometz, in all different locations, different places. There's a long tzeis in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalad, how the kinyonim work if you haven't got kinyon hagbor. So then there's the question of all the various kinyonim, whether it's chotzer, whether it's kinyon agav, whether the kinyon b'shtar, kinyon chalipin, we go through the various kinyonim, and that's how a good shtar mechira nowadays, that's the way it should be done, to include all the kinyonim. In fact, the Ketzei says at the end of the day, the best kinyon he thinks they've got for a goy is kinyon? Udisa. Kinyon Udisa, though it's a kinyon drabonon, the Kinyan Yudisa, where we are moida declare in front of two Adim that we have sold it, that declaration, he thinks, that works for Kul Alma. The only thing that remains is a question of whether a Kinyan Drabonon is Mahaniloina Daraisa, whether it works for a Din Daraisa that's got to be not yours. Does that work? A Kinyan Drabonon, does that work? Most of the poskim say it does, because once the Chachom have given it a Tokif, so therefore, it travels, it helps to pass, and therefore the fact that the ramification is a deraisa ramification of ownership of chometz, that's machnish dois. That's the ketosis bottom line, and therefore, those who are compiling a good Mechiras Chometz will put together a whole list of kinyonim, momin, chotzer, agav, and then chalipin, of course, shtar, and tkias kaf, handshake, and as well, udissa. Those will always be all the mechiras. That will always be a kinyon.
Do you think that the goy would want to buy it under English law?
So, that's one question. One question is, if the mechira, does the mechira have to be chal al pi din de machusa? And that is a machlokes, and it seems that the main opinion, we're quite happy to rely that if al pi din Torah, it works, it doesn't have to be al pi din de machusa. There's a tshuva from Dain Weiss about it. He is happy with it, and so the consensus is that it's alright. But you're touching a point, you're beginning. The purpose that I'd like to give this shiur is to explain there's something more important than whether the mechira is chal al pi dinah de malchusa. You've got all these kinyonim, the dinah de malchusa, the kinyon, everything else. That may be nugia to the shtar if you're going with a kinyoni shtar, but otherwise, other kinyonim you make, kinyon kesef, you make a kinyon, all these other, there's no such thing as kinyon agav. Or the kinyan chotzer and all these kinyonim. In fact, our mechiras chometz that we have in our shul, we write in English. It's in English. Ours we write in English because we'll see in a minute why. Because in Lashon HaKodesh, he signs the bottom line. He signed it. There's something to be said. He signed the shtar. He signed it. He should have found out what it says in it. If he claims he didn't know what it said in it otherwise. But we write over there that these kinyonim as kinyan agav, as in Jewish law. So that, although in English law there's no such thing, so you'd say this isn't a valid document, but it refers specifically to a mode of acquisition, a mode of transfer, which is something that is allowable, that takes effect in Al-Pi Jewish law. And once he's accepted that, so he's accepted the jurisdiction or the various transfer, which is good according to Jewish law, he's accepted. That should be all right. The main question and the main focus, what is possibly most crucial of all, is Gemira Stas. Does the Goy actually intend to buy our Chometz? This is central. What you mentioned is a part of it, if you like. It's the entree to it. So that is the most, after we've done all the kinyonim, how does it technically, we need that as well. So we need that technically the kinyon should work because we don't have both mamon and also hakbor. Although I'll say the perks of being the shliach for the tzibur to sell their chometz is the goy, our caretaker, any chometz that I've got left over, I literally give to him. I give it to him, he picks it up, makes a kinyon, and pays me a first installment, the rest recorded in a document. And therefore, I actually am able to do a mechira where I actually do the kinyan mammon, and he gives me the money, and he literally takes it away. So he takes it away, and that's fine. If anybody has the possibility, you have a non-Jewish neighbor, there may be something to be said for doing just that with them, but making sure that they understand it is a real bona fide sin. And I'm going to go into this. This is what is really important. So the goy is coming to a shul with 200, 300 members, or the 200 people have been selling. The total value of what's being sold might be £100,000, £200,000, and will come. That private sales will come along to shops in a moment. But you have to be in a situation where this goy who's buying it actually intends to buy it. If he doesn't intend to buy it, but you ask him, tell him, what are you doing? Well, it's a rigmarole, it's a Jewish custom, that's what they do. Do you ever intend to buy it? Is it yours? A bit crazy. Why would I buy? What do I need with all this stuff? Do I really want to buy it? Of course not. But I'm the caretaker, they've asked me, I'm a nice fellow, we get on very nicely with them, etc., etc., so we'll buy it. Has the goy actually intended to buy this? This is the central problem after the technical kinyonim have been satisfied. Now, when you start, that's in the private domain. Once you start going into the wholesale departments, one particular shop, I said to the owner shortly before Pesach, a couple of years ago, I said, tell me, how much chometz stock are you holding? This was about Rosh Chodesh Nissan. How much chometz stock are you holding in your warehouse? So he said, about £250,000 was worth. Okay? I didn't ask him, was that wholesale price or retail price, but you can adjust it accordingly. But I said to him, tell me, who do you sell your chometz to? So he's told me, I don't know, he says to me. So I said, what do you mean you don't know? So he says to me, well, the Rav sells it for me. So I said, and who does he sell it to? He says, I don't know. So I said to him, you mean to tell me that there's a guy somewhere who's buying £250,000 worth of stock? I said, does he know what he's buying? Do you give a printout of your stock, what you've got? Looks at me, he blank. He says to me, I leave it to the Rav, whatever he's done. So I said, you telling me that there's a guy somewhere who's bought £250,000 of stock and he's no idea what he's buying. You don't know who he is. What about insurance? I said, does the guy not care? The fact that you've got £250,000 of physical stock that's being held somewhere. It could be stolen, there could be a fire, there could be a... Which person in their right mind is going to agree and really mean to buy and be held responsible for £250,000 worth of stock without having insurance, without knowing what he's buying, a pig in the poke? No, what's going on? Looks at me a bit blank. It's not his fault. He passed it on to his Rav. He felt this was something responsible. He was being responsible. And that was it. So you might say, well, okay, but it's insured. It's insured. It is insured. Fine. But whose insurance is it? So if it's the Israel's insurance, so it's explicit. Dim here, chem seishel ein yehudi, simon tof mem. I won't go any deeper than just simple reading out Shulchan Aruch. So simon tof mem. Din chemtzeishel ein yehudi shehufkad eitzel Yisrael. This is what you've got. If the sale is meaningful, and I am putting a capital if onto that, if it's a really good sale, and we say that that's done properly, and the guy really intends to buy it, and he knows what he's buying, and he's actually bought it, but it is insured by me, I'm the shopkeeper, I'm the shop owner, I've got insurance for my entire stock. So now the question is, that's now the situation. The Goy's Chometz, £250,000 worth of the Goy's Chometz, because he bought it, is deposited in my warehouse, and imu chayev b'achriusoi, if the Israel is chayev b'achrius of this stock, he says, Mikineva Vaveda, and you can add to that fire and whatever it is, Bain Shubavesu, Bain Shubacholmokim Shubishusai, wherever it might be, Chayev Navaroi, the Israel has got to destroy the chometz that belongs to the Goy. Why? Because in Halacha, Achrayus counts as partial ownership. The Svara is very simple. That why should I have achrayus for somebody else's chometz? Somebody else says, never mind chometz now. If I've got achrayus for your property, why should I have achrayus for it? So in halacha, achrayus is an ownership. I am the owner in as much as I have responsibility for your property. If I have responsibility for your property, it counts as mine. And that's the whole concept of Kinyan Geneva, by the way. A ganef is chayav b'achrayus, he's stolen something. That's what the Kinyanic Geneva are there for, to create the chiyuv for oinus and anything else that happens. He's got to pay it back. So whatever happens to it beyond in the hands of the ganef has achrayus. Why does he have achrayus? Because he has a Kinyan in the chayfetz, legabe, as far as having responsibility. There's no such thing in halacha as having responsibility for something that belongs to somebody else. if I don't have a Kenyan in it.
Sure,
but there is such a thing as a Kenyan as far as Achrais is concerned. In English concepts, yes, in English concepts of law, the insurance company don't have a Kenyan in our thing. We have a contract that if the house burns down, they will pay whatever the value, the rebuild value of the house plus whatever they have. But they don't have a Kenyan, it doesn't belong to them. It's a contract that we've made that if X, then Y. That is very simple. In halacha, there's no such thing. You cannot have a responsibility to pay for, to reimburse, if you don't have a Kenyan. And therefore, what happens is, as far as ownership of chometz on Pesach, if I have responsibility for a goy's chometz, that is considered to be my chometz. Do I own it all? No. But I own it all as far as having responsibility for its loss is concerned, and that itself is enough that I would chas v'shalom be over bali roya bali motzi for having responsibility for that chometz. So therefore, chayav levaroi, Shulchan Aruch says, you've got to get rid of it. If that's the situation you're left in, you've got to get rid of it. You could sell it to a goy, or sell somehow, but you've got to get rid of it. You're in serious trouble, and this is yours. That's what he said.
The insurance wouldn't see it that way anyway. If they find out that you've done this deal, they sold this off completely anyway.
So this is the question. I said at the time to the shop owner, but he said to me, it's insured. So I said, what do you mean it's insured? It's insured if it's yours. It's not insured if it belongs to somebody else. Exactly you say that. Therefore, if it came to it and it was all stolen, if it came to it and it all burnt, and the insurance company would say he claimed from the insurance, so quite right. If he claimed from the insurance when he's really sold it, that would be fraud. That would be fraud. But you might say, it's fraud, but it's not valuable. So I tell you what I did. With this particular shop, they sold it to a particular of that year. They didn't change their mode of behavior. But the next year, they came to me and they said to me, do me a favor. Will you sell our chometz for us? Will you sell the chometz that we've got for us, this shop said. So I said, I'll do it on two conditions. Number one, that you put the goy on the insurance schedule. You've got a policy, and you actually enter the goy in for £250,000, whatever the value of the chometz is, he's got to be on that schedule for the duration of Pesach. So he said, I'll speak to my insurance broker. The insurance broker was a yid, and the shopkeeper came back and said, the insurance broker says you don't need to put the goy on the schedule. So I said, listen, please tell the insurance broker that when it comes to paskening dinim of insurance, then he can pasken. When it comes to halacha, if you come to me for this, you'll have to tell him. So the shopkeeper said, that's exactly what I told him. So I said to him, the truth of the matter is, this insurance broker went away to the... It's a company. This is not just a private. And therefore, there is space on there to put different people down as partial ownership. So his entire stock, say, was worth £500,000. So £250,000 of the total wares, his total stock that is insured. So there, that was allocated to the goy with his name, with his details. Everything was put onto the insurance policy for the duration of Pesach, from Erev Pesach until Mitzvah Pesach, that was put on there. And also the second thing I wanted was a computer printout of everything in stock. It's all there on computer. It was one push of a button. He came with a thick envelope, double-sided paper, with everything down, exactly what it was and what it's worth. How much is the wholesale price for everything, all down there. Everything, and then I wanted to know which wads of paper referred to which warehouse. He had three warehouses in different places, and therefore wanted to know which is here, which is there, which is the other places. Where can we get the keys from? Right on there, the keys. And then I said to the guy, are you prepared to buy this? I showed him, there's insurance, you've got full insurance, you're on the insurance schedule, there you are. And the guy then feels, right, I buy something, it's real. It's written, the shtar is written in English, he signs it, he understands it. I give it over to him, I give over to him the full set of stock, he pays. How much does he pay for it? He will pay a first installment. He'll pay a first installment. The main thing is, he doesn't have to pay, it doesn't matter how much he pays, what percentage of its worth that he pays. The reason that we need him to pay something is for the kinyan kesef. The rest of it is a chayv that he owes. That if, but it has to be again, it's a mecha which mustn't be a mecha al manas. Liknos, almanas, limko, to sell it back. So, for example,
what's the benefit for them to buy it? What's the benefit?
Well, I'll try and come to all of it. But the first thing I wanted is the following. I once had a goy came up to me. The goy is a caretaker in the shul. He comes up to me on the seventh night of Pesach. The seventh night of Pesach, just before Maariv, he comes to me and says to me, what time would you like me to come next, tomorrow night, he says, to be able to sell it back. That was the first year when I did it. And I said to him, Ashwin is a good Indian guy. He says to me, I said to him, Ashwin, you've got to know that you do not have to sell it back to us. You don't have to sell it back to us. That's the good news, I told him. The bad news is that we don't have to buy it back from you. So I explained to him that if it's a sale where you have to sell it back to us, and we have to buy it back from you, so then it's a game, isn't it? It's a game. It's just a game for Pesach. And that's explicit in Simon Tov Memches, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Memches says, over here in Sif Gimel, the end of Sif Gimel, he says, what he can do is, he can either give it to the goy or sell it to the goy, or bevar shi lenu lo matana gemura, or beli shum tnai. He'll sell it to him, mechira gemura, bedova muat. He's going to pay just a little bit at the moment. The rest is written down as a debt that he has to us. Avo matono al manas lahachzir. If you give it to him or sell it to him on condition that there's a buyback option, that we can buy it back from him, and he has a sellback option, he's got to, then it doesn't count. He says, loy mahani, it doesn't work, that mechira's no good. So the goy's got to understand the following. And mechira starts, and gemira starts is key. This is absolutely vital, that the goy understands the following. It's really his, he can come and he can take his £250,000 worth of stock, and it happens. I'll take questions in a moment. It happens, it actually happens in Rehovot with Rav Avraham Cook when he sold Ossam Factory. He sold the Ossam Factory in Rehovot to an Arab lawyer, and on Chol HaMoed, the Arab lawyer came along and said to Rav Cook, I'd like to buy it. I've got a buyer for it, and I'd like to take the entire stock, everything, the whole lot. Anyway, he was quite nervous. He went to the Ossam Factory, and the Ossam Factory owner said, look, I've sold it. And that sale had taken place, but the delivery actually came with lorries, with a string of lorries, picked up the lot. Wow. He obviously had found someone to sell it to, this Arab lawyer, at a profit. So he came along and he bought it. I mean, he had bought it before Pesach, but he paid for it. They wouldn't let him take it away until he paid for it. He paid for it, loaded up the lorries, took everything away. The lawyer was delighted, the Arab lawyer, because he'd made a profit on the buying and the selling it on. The Ossam factory owner was also delighted because he had sold everything and he would get more and he would be able to replace it. And the person who was happiest of all was Avraham Cook, because he saw the mechira was actually going through, meant by both parties, and that's what it is. And therefore, what is absolutely crucial is that the Yisrael intends to sell it. He really intends to sell it. And this is something he, there's Gemiras Das, the Goy really intends to buy it. And therefore there's fully Gemiras Das to the Goy. He's insured. He knows that it's meant. He doesn't think it's just a game. We're coming back after Pesach to buy it back again. And I tell our Goy that even though every year this has happened, he's not mechuyev to sell it back to us. We cannot be mechuyev to buy it back for him. But the chances are that since, if it weren't for the din of Pesach, that we're not allowed to own the chometz, we would have kept it. The chances are, if it wouldn't be for the din of Pesach, that he's got to buy it, he wouldn't have bought it from us. But since he wants to help us, and what it's in it for him, I'm coming to in a moment, but since he wants to help us, and we pay him for this privilege, and this is where he gains from it, he is happy to help us to assume total and utter ownership and responsibility. So in our shtar, one of the clauses is that all the chometz is the responsibility and the risk of the goy who buys it for, that's it, full stop. It's his. He doesn't have to sell it back. What I can tell you is that last year, on my come home from shul, just after Maariv, and I recognised the caretaker's car parked outside my house. So I peep into the window, there's the caretaker sitting there inside the car with a couple of boxes of my stuff in the back. So I should say, his stuff in the back that he bought from me. So what happened was, I knocked on the door and I said to him, Ashwin, why are you sitting in the car? Why don't you come into the house? So he says, I'm thinking. So I said to him, what are you thinking about, Ashwin? He says, I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to sell it back, he says. So I said to him, Ashwin, that's excellent. Because I was worried about coming home, because those who sold the chometz through me have given me instructions that they're still thinking, they don't know whether they want to buy it back again. So I told him, in the meantime, I said to him, you're welcome to come into the house, but I'm going to make Abdullah. And in the meantime, you think about it, we'll have a think about it, and we'll see. After Abdullah, I knock on his window, and I said to him, Ashwin, how are you doing? Have you reached a decision? He looks at me and he says to me, yeah, he says to me, I think I'm going to sell it back to you. So that's the thing. So therefore, what I'm telling you is that there is, the goy who you use must understand this is a real mechira. You must understand that you really are selling this to him. It's got to be in such a way that he can really buy it. And what happens in practice is we buy it back for more than he buys it from us in the first place, and he makes a few £100 on the difference between the two, and that's why it's worth its while. But I will tell you that if you have a private sale, a private person, each and every person, why aren't we worried about insurance? Because, generally speaking, this one's got £100 worth of chometz, this one's got £200 worth of chometz. The risk is spread. The risk is spread, and therefore the goy doesn't mind taking a low risk that somebody is going to somewhere, and even then, the person probably isn't going to say to him, will you reimburse me for him? Because he knows that Ashwin's done in that teva, but the mechira is a good mechira. However, somebody tried to sell £38,000 worth of whiskey through me last year. They got a whiskey collection, £38,000 of whiskey. And I said, I'm terribly sorry, I'm not prepared to sell it to the goy without you giving him insurance. So he looks at me, so I said to him, just put him on your insurance schedule. So he said to me, I'm not insured. So I told him, you've got to be meshugga. I told him, get yourself insured, and then for the duration of Pesach, until he sells it back to you, if he does, make sure you're insured. And therefore, it's absolutely key, very important, and we've set up a system where we hope the shops will come on board. One of the shops did it last year, and I hope now there's been greater publicity, that the shops that sell properly, where there's a proper shtar, where there's proper insurance, where things have been done properly, so the goy knows what he's buying. He gets the entire printout of what he's buying. It's an English It is a document written in English. Why? Not because the halacha requires it, but because the Gemara Das, if that should ever go to court, and the goy will say, come on, he gave me this written in Hebrew, I can't even read one word in Hebrew, I don't know what it was saying, it wasn't meant to be a real sale, it was a religious process, rigmarole, a ritual that was done, and I didn't really mean it. It's very important that the goy shouldn't be able to say that. Because otherwise, although in halacha it might still be chal, as Dan Weiss writes in his tshuva, but nonetheless, where's the Gemara Das? If he can just turn around and say it was nothing, that's no good. And therefore the mechiras have to be mechiras that could be enforced in a court of law because of the Gemara Das. Very, very important. And therefore, I would advise, I hope the shops will come in, and those shops that did it last year, they got a certificate from us, from the Beis Din, saying that this mechira was done, the mechira was done with proper Gemara Das, including insurance and everything else. It is very important that the shops that we buy from after Pesach, it's very important that there's a facility to make sure that the mechiras are good. Otherwise, we're in a situation that we're buying something which is very close to chometz Shavuot Nova Pesach, where the mechira wasn't properly chal due to lack of mustas. Yes. Why should we follow? What's the facility? We'll do one of two things. You will either sell it back to someone who knows you probably want to buy it back, and in the Shnar it says that he gets it 5% less than the wholesale value, so there's money to be made for him. So you'll either sell it back, or you will look for somebody else to sell it to. If he's getting it at a price which is less than the wholesale value, if it's kind of worth that, you can sell it to
him. Nobody would sell without a credit check. What's
the benefit of the goy?
Because the likelihood of him doing another